Blog Talk Radio.
But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there. I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I helped you.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger.
I'm stronger.
I'm wiser.
I'm wiser.
I'm better.
Better.
Much better.
Much better.
When I look back.
When I look back.
Over what he brought me through.
What he brought me through.
I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger.
Stronger.
Now I'm wiser.
Wiser.
I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger.
I'm stronger.
I'm wise.
I'm wiser.
I am better.
I'm better.
So much better.
So much better.
When I look back.
When I look back.
Over what he brought me through. I realize I made it. Because I have you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All the needs in one more time. Everybody sing with me.
Hallelujah.
Take one teaspoonful of this to shrink.
Never would have made it. And without you. I have some testimonies. When I tell you I have some testimonies, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of testimony. Y'all probably got a few yourself. You'd never made it if it had been without him. I've known people who had breast cancer and listened to this song. And it motivated them, got them through the storm. There was another person that said that they had been stabbed twice, chest. And they know that they never would have made it if it hadn't been for the Lord. I should tell y'all my testimony, but I'll say that for another day and another time. And we may just have to do this because you never made it if it hadn't been for the Lord. You know you wouldn't have made it. Don't get me started. You know you wouldn't have made it. That man talking about when he returned from Iraq and he found his wife in the bed with somebody else. And he jumped out the window. Killed himself. But God let him see it, and he was able to make it through. I mean, there's all kinds of stories where people have listened to this song and recognized, hey, they never made it if it hadn't been for the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, ain't nowhere in the world I would have made it if it hadn't been for the Lord on my side. I talked to this one woman. She was homeless, and for 3-4 years, her family had turned on her. I mean, everybody had turned on her, but she kept the faith. And one day she heard this song, and it motivated her to become better. Sometimes you gotta just look in the mirror and thank God for, hey, clean me up, sober me up, get me right. I love that one testimony that woman said that she was 11 years old when she first heard it. And the Lord been had her clean for 11 years. 11 years. And all she can say is, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. because she knows she wouldn't have made it that 11 years. See, when you've been back down the road, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but when you've been down that road and you saw yourself come back, then that's when you realize you'd have never made it. You'd have never made it if it hadn't been for the Lord. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, called the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into this week's lesson. Hallelujah. Unless anybody else have something they want to share, we're going to do that too, bless God. We're just going to be transparent. We want to be open. We want to be at a place where the Lord can just use anybody he chooses to at any point in time. We don't have to stick to a format. And I'm going to say this time and time again. So if the Lord puts something in your spirit to say, do not hesitate. Say it. We can, because I can always pick up where I left off at. That's not an issue, baby. That's what God did for me. He blessed me like that. Father God, we thank you for your word. Your word says in everything give thanks. For this is your will that we give you thanks. So we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for your free gift. We thank you for your word, because certainly it is in your word, Father God, we learn who we are and whose we are. It is in your word, Father God, that we're able to give you the honor and the glory, and recognize, Father God, that if it had not been for you, where we would have been. So we give you thanks that you have declared that we are members of your body. I thank you, Father God, that I can be a member of your church. Hallelujah. And a man can't put me out. Praise God. They can't find me for missing a Sunday or a Saturday. I thank you for him. I thank you, Father God, that I'm a member of the body of Christ. I thank you I've been reconciled. Thank you for the ministry of reconciliation. I thank you, Father God, for righteousness and holiness. I thank you, Father God, that I'm a citizen, and I praise you for it and adore you for it, because you didn't have to, but you did. You made us a chosen generation, and I thank you for it. I thank you for everything you've declared and decreed over our lives, so therefore we can walk in the Spirit, Father God. We can walk in your stuff. We can let our light shine, that men may see our good works and glorify you, Father God. And the reason we're able to do that is because you have given us that light. You have given us that right. You have given us that tree of life. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you are our Lord. We have that security in you. We're free, Father God, and we're planning on staying free. And just in case if I didn't tell you, Heavenly Father, you are our refuge. We hide in you. When we can't go nowhere else, Father God, we hide in you. And as we cry out, Father God, to you, heal us. Heal us from the top of our head to the bottom of the sole of our feet. Thank you. Because the Bible declared in Isaiah 53:5, by your stripes, I am healed. I thank you. I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name. Everybody greet with the prayer, said amen and amen. As I had stated before, if the Lord put anything in anybody's spirit, unless, you know, he says differently, you press one, man. I want to be able to be free. I don't want this to be no ordinary service. I don't want this to be no churchy stuff. Because I don't think God happy. So we need to be free. We need to be able to help one another. We need to be able to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it be of God or not. We need to be able to test and affirm and confirm that the word is of God. See, that'll set us, that's just going to take us to a whole new level, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you, when you have that freedom, you ain't got to do this at this time. You ain't got to do this at that time. You ain't got to do, it ain't no gotta do other than stay in Christ with the Lord. But you can be free to speak and say whatever God put in your spirit. There again, you don't have to worry about me. I can pick right up wherever I left off at. So if you got something to say, God bless you, say it. Okay. So see, I know one thing. I never made it if it had not been for the Lord on my side. I never made it. Well, we're going to talk about this week a lot of things pertaining to the hidden man of the heart. Because man was created in the image and the likeness of God. And he is in the same, but actually that put us in the same class with God. And if you're looking for the outside, nah, that's not it. It's the inside. So the Bible call it the hidden man of the heart. And I'm not talking about that 4x4. We'll get into that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that spirit. Because a lot of time the word heart is used simultaneously with the word spirit. Like over in Ephesians 1:17-18. That he may give it unto us a spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of our heart, see, that word, go heart, enlightened. The word enlightened means to illuminate in the sense that the eyes of your spirit shall be illuminated, that ye may know the riches of his inheritance. That's why I be telling you, you got to get born again by the word of God so you'll know this stuff. You know this stuff. So we want to talk about the threefold man. So you can see what part goes with what. And we'll talk a little bit about the fall of man. But most of all, we're going to talk about the hidden man of the heart. See, this is what hinders our confession. It's because we're not diving into it like we ought to. Because we want to talk about our conscience. We want to talk about developing that spiritual man. Now, somebody will say amen to this, because the hidden man of the heart is capable of development along with the spiritual lines as the reasoning facility, faculties. In other words, you have an intelligent line. What can be increased, developed? We call our conscience. It is the voice of the hidden man of the heart. So that's why that's so important. And we're going to talk about the war between the senses and the recreated spirit. You always got this war going on. And we definitely want to touch on that, because Galatians 5:16-18, the word spirit is referenced to our recreated spirit. And the word flesh refer to our senses. So the war is between our senses and our recreated human spirit. And we'll give some illustration, because I know sometimes you have this desire in you to do something, and then there's something in your mind suggests that whatever that desire is, well, we may not want to do that right now, or we'll do it later. And then there's a war that's in your mind. One thing is saying do one thing, and in your spirit is saying something else. Well, that spirit is the hidden man of the heart. So Paul said, when I would do good, evil was present. And then there was time that I wanted to do this, but I couldn't because of that. And he says, oh, wicked man that I am. Just get kind of confused. But we're going to get that stuff straightened out this week, hopefully. It'll get straightened out because, see, the Bible suggests that there's a war between our senses and our recreated spirit. So when we read scripture like John 14:6, can become a living reality. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Now, I want y'all to really get into that scripture, because everybody got a way that you need to go. You need to go to this church. You need to belong to this denomination. You need to hear this preacher. You need to... No, no. The devil is a lie. There is one way, and that's through Christ. So the best we can do is introduce you to Christ, that spirit, and you get born again and let him guide you. Let him direct you. And because I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. First of all, he's going to direct you to the Holy Ghost, and it's going to direct you. Because, see, that's when you have repented. I know that's a bad word for a lot of people, but I'm going to put it out there. Repent means simply you learned something and you changed. You start doing it because you learned that, hey, what I was doing wasn't quite like it should be or my spirit. So you want to be in alignment with God. That's what you want. See, that's what this is about. This is about our eternal life. Brother and sister, your spirit is eternal. Let me say that one more time. Your spirit is eternal. Now it's going to either be an eternal with the Father or it's going to go to hell. Oh, that's a bad word. Don't say that, preacher. Don't say hell. People don't want to hear that. Well, you're going to hear it, bless God, because there is a hell. Man, do you realize what I'd be if I failed to warn you that there is a hell? Now, it ain't for us. That place is not for us. Now, folks don't want to hear it, because I already got a couple of people right then jumped. I don't know why they jumped off. That word hell might have made them think there ain't no hell, but there is a hell. If the hell on earth, you know it's a hell somewhere else. It's a worse place. It is. Don't fool yourself. It's something worse. But anyway. The spirit can be developed. Matter of fact, the Bible says, and we'll get into that, he can walk in this reality of truth. That's what we can do. We can walk in that reality. And he can enjoy all the fruits of eternal life. So that's when we go back to Galatians 5:22. And it becomes the fruits, the recreated spirit, the hidden man of the heart, began to produce that same thing in from that tree. Yeah. That's what it is. The Bible says you can reproduce the fruit from that tree. And I like that. Woo! I like that, Pastor. I like that right there. Knowing that fruit that I'm producing now is God's righteousness, not mine. God's holiness, not mine. don't make me go there, y'all. Please don't make me go there. Somebody spare me. Somebody say, don't go there, preacher. Because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, God expect for us to produce these kind of fruits. And when you're in the Lord, you don't have any choice. You know why you don't have any choice? I'm glad you asked me. Because you're part of that tree. And this is the stuff that comes off of that tree. It's not an apple tree. Yeah. It's the stuff that comes off of that tree. It's a God kind of love. It's a God kind of joy. You know, you can get joy. I mean, a football game can give you joy. So we're not talking about that joy. Because I remember when folks get drunk and they had joy. But we ain't talking about that kind of joy. There's another kind of joy. A and it comes off this tree I'm telling you about. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about peace. The God kind of peace. Long-suffering. God's long-suffering is a good suffering. Oh, yeah, there's some good long-suffering. Yeah, I don't want to go there today, but there's some good long-suffering, and there's some gentleness, and there's some goodness. See, this is the stuff that's on that tree that we can be part of, that we are part of. They're called the fruit of your spirit, man. That's what should be coming out of you. God expect that out of you. He expect that kind of stuff to come out of you. Because you're connected to that vine, to that tree, your branch. So if it's grapes, why are you producing apple? That makes sense. Now, and the other point I'm going to make, and then we may get a little bit in the lesson. If you don't sow to the spirit, you can't reap from the spirit. All these many, 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 many years, we have sown to the flesh. Give our money, we build buildings. That's okay. Somebody had to do it. So God let them do it to get us to where we're at now. It's always a process. Can I tell you how many chicken dinners and barbecue dinners I sold? Can I tell you how many buildings I've cleaned? All of that. I was sowing. Well, I can't reap eternal life by doing that. As much as I would like to, then God would be a lie, okay? And that ain't happening. Not now, not ever. Because Galatians 6 and 7 says, don't be deceived now. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. So if you're not sowing to the spirit, what makes you think you ought to reap from the spirit? Duh. Huh? Huh? Talk to me. Huh? You should reap from the spirit. You ain't sold to it. Oh, I know about the parable. But brothers and sisters, don't miss this, man. You got to start sowing to the spirit. But that's the word of God. The more you get into that word, the more you enter that spirit, it's okay. That's why I had to repent. I was doing it wrong. I had to go back and tell people, hey, sow to the spirit. I ain't been telling people sow to the spirit. I used to tell people, go to church. Oh, you want to get married? Come to church. If you want to be healed, come to church. Almost opposite of what God said to do. He said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, go ye therefore. But then I tell them to come to us. See? Yeah. Think about it. Let me say this. You are the light. That's how God see you. He see you as a light. And there is a light that can shine through the human spirit. This is what called the hidden man of the heart that we want to get into this week. So we're going to get into that. And we're going to kind of break down this flesh thing too. Some facts that we should master. And that is man is in God's class of being. His spirit is capable of receiving God's nature so that he may be dominant by God's. He can receive God's revelation. He can commune with God. The spirit of the natural man is in union with Satan. So that has to be broken. Satan is the ruler of the physical world. See, it took me a minute to really get that. Because the Bible said there's a God of this world. And then I'm like, okay, Lord, you But see, yes, he's Lord over everything. God is bigger than all of it. Let me be clear. Let me be clear. God bigger than all of it. But because he's a righteous God and he have to do things accordingly. And here, let me throw something else on. Remember, it's going to work out for your good anyway. Everything that will happen is for your good. Can I say that one more time? I don't know. I need to speak that in somebody's spirit. Stop complaining about what it used to be, what it was. And No. It is for your good. You just never saw it like that. Everything that will happen to you has been for your good. That's why you didn't marry Mary, and that's why you didn't date Sue, and that's why God didn't let you go any farther with Billy. It was all for your good. See, Billy might have helped you up, and you could not see the Lord like you see him now. Your eyes could not have been opened. The enlightenment, you understand what I'm trying to say? So God allowed that. He has a permissive will. It ain't his will. It's his permissive will that he allowed things to happen. Read the book of Job. God let that stuff happen to him. Said, but now, here again, touch everything, but do not touch that man's soul. Satan was complaining about, he ain't all this, he ain't all. Let me at him. That's what he told God. Because God asked him, well, where you going? See, he said, to and fro in the earth. Well, what you doing down there? Seeing whom I made the because you know what? God, I learned, ain't none of you folk caring about you. God said, have you considered my servant Job, who is a perfect and upright man? None like him in the land. He said, only reason Job served you like he does is because you giving him everything. You give him a fine home. You give him chillings. You give him a beautiful wife. He even got a few good friends. But I tell you what, Father God, if you let me have him, I'll make him curse you to your face. God said, he ain't gonna, not me, because I know Job is a man of integrity. That ain't finna happen. But you can bother. You can judge everything but his soul. See, a lot of times we've been under attack and we didn't know why. God was working it for our good. Them friends Job had, they really wasn't no friends. The house he had, it was not a home. I know I'm preaching now. It wasn't a home. See, God's plan was to give him a home. God's plan was to give him seven times better everything he had. He was working it for his good, so he let him go that way. Because at the end of the day, it was for his good. Because it was for the hidden man of the heart. So that's where we're going to be going this week, talking about the hidden man of the heart. Because I'm going to tell you something else, too. You know, your conscience. And there's a lot of scripture, brother and sister, dealing with the heart. And we'll probably deal with some of them. But what's important is you get established in God's righteousness. That's why God said in Isaiah 54:14, in righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come nigh thee. And while your heart meditate in that, we will turn to Isaiah 32:17, and see, because I want you to get it all. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effort of righteousness quickeneth and confirm will be your confidence. It will be what you need forever. Amen. Amen. Okay. Anybody have anything they'd like to share? Anything you want to talk about this week? That's what I got on my plate for this week, talking about the hidden man of the heart. But I want you to be established in the word. I want you to be established in the things of God, because you're being established in your eternal destiny. People got all these different things. Well, here's my destiny. But have you really thought about your destiny being in God's word for your eternal life. Okay, anybody have any questions or anything? Well, let's read a couple of scriptures. These will be our foundational scripture. We'll have 1, 2, 3. Well, we'll have about four of them. Genesis 1:26-27. And I know you think you really know that scripture, but God's going to show you something this week. And we're going to have 1 Peter 3:4. And I think I'm going to go ahead on and read that one anyway. 1 Peter 3:4. And let's see here. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ointment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Ooh, did you know what you meant to God? Lord have mercy. See, I mean, I've seen that scripture sometimes, but I didn't know we meant that much to the Lord. Nobody said it. It's a great price. That means if you had to purchase, and I understand why he said that. Now, don't nobody get that twisted, because Christ, his blood was shed, and I get all of that. But just the mere fact that God invested that kind of, that's what he invested to get you, to redeem us. He made that awesome investment to redeem us. Great price. Had to pay a great price for it. And let me tell you what somebody negative would say. Man, you mean you gave that much for that? Yeah. Because, see, everybody don't understand value. They didn't know the value of it. But, see, God know the value of it. He know the value of a spirit that will, or the hidden man of the heart, he knew the value of it. The part that's not corruptible, he know that. The meek part, he knows that. He knows its worth. He knows its value. And we'll talk about that too. Because a lot of times people, they look over your worth. They don't know. Sometimes you got to tell your boss, person, your man, woman, whoever, you got to tell them your worth. You need to know your worth. If God see you like this, if God see you and he sees your worth, don't let other people degrade you. Let me leave it right there. Oh, yeah, I did say two more scriptures, wasn't it? John 4:24, and we probably do 1 Corinthians 2:14. Which happened to be one of my scriptures I really like. But anyway, we're going to talk about the hidden man of the heart. Okay, anybody have any comments? Anything you want to share? Press 1. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Still available. Anybody? Anybody have anything they want to share? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me know and I'll press 1. I'll press 1 and I'll bring you in live. Bring you live to the studio. Press 1. Okay. If not, get ready for an awesome week.